You know, I was proud of our guys for hanging in there. We got behind a little bit early, 10-0, and I thought we did a great job of coming back. I thought Jordan Barnett gave us a boost. It just seemed like that we got close or we got tied or whatever, we just couldn't make the plays. We turned the ball over at the end. We really did a pretty good job of handling it most of the night, but we turned it over at inopportune times. We were able to create some shots off of their turnovers, which I thought was good. We mixed it up a little bit, played zone, played man. But I thought the big statistic for me was their second chance points and, you know, the way they controlled the rebounding. And obviously Williams had a great night, 18 points, 16 rebounds. I thought that was a key part of the game.
Questions, please.
Coach, it seemed like the zone was fairly effective at times, and then Gilder would kind of rise up to a few threes. Was it frustrating trying to go back and forth and figure out the right mix?
Well, you know, we thought the zone would be effective, and you know, we were getting hurt on the inside, and so we felt like that the zone would help us there. But, you know, Gilder's a guy that makes shots. He made the big shots. You know, they made the big shots. We didn't. I mean, they made a couple of big threes down toward the end, and we didn't. And, you know, that's not the game, but at least that was the difference in the game late. But we wanted to mix it up. I thought the zone was pretty effective, really. I didn't really plan on playing that much zone. But with foul trouble and you know, the way we had to play, I thought that was the best option.
When Barnett hits that three with 5.5 to go, did you feel like, I mean, you guys had fought for 35 minutes to get back even after spotting 10-0. Did you think that you guys were going to be able to kind of do what you did against Arkansas?
Well, I was hoping, but I knew Texas A&M was going to have something to say about that. I thought that they responded well. And then we made a couple of dumb plays. I mean, we just made some plays that, again, we got. It comes back to learning to win. And you know, we made some plays that obviously gave them some easy buckets. They knocked down some threes, and but I thought we kept fighting. You know, we kept fighting right down to the end.
Did you expect to have as much success in transition as you did tonight, especially KJ seemed to get some easy points for you?
We wanted to do that. I don't know that I would say I expected it, but we certainly wanted to try to create easy baskets. I wouldn't say they were easy, but easier baskets because of their size. You know, the inside, it's hard to get the ball inside and be effective against their two big guys. So we knew we had to create some offense some other way. And all year we've talked about, you know, we need to create offense off of defense or offense off of their missed shots. And, you know, we were able to get out in front of the pack several times. They took long shots, long rebounds. We got it and we went. So I thought KJ did a really good job of taking the ball to the basket.
Pretty happy with the way Jordan Barnett responded to coming off the bench these last two games?
Yeah. You know, I always tell him I think there's more in the tank, you know, but I thought he played really well tonight. He really gave us a boost early when we needed some points. You know, I didn't know if we were going to score for a while. And he came in and made some shots for us and, you know, did a good job. I think you can see his athleticism. You know, some of the rebounds he got, some of the plays he made. We just need to keep working on it and get it more and more.
Anything else for Coach Anderson?
At one point, it seemed like when they were playing that man, you guys were able to get a guard and having Davis guard, which worked out well for you.
Yeah, well, they were switching. They switched some for a while. And the only problem with having Davis guard your guard is that when he doesn't guard your guard, when he gets to the basket, he usually blocks your shot. And, you know, that's the thing that's the give and take. You know, you tell your guy, yeah, you got Davis on you, but you can take the ball to the hole. He might not block your shot, but he changes your shot. And, you know, he and Williams both did that. I'm just looking down here. They had 8 blocked shots. It seemed like more than that, but I think they changed so many shots.